the all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
You know, you know, sometimes people, StreamYard this, StreamYard that, StreamYard is the best. I went to go play the intro of the show. It completely just took a shit on me. Seriously. I don't even know how the audio sounds. What up, Iggy T? Vultures in the chat room right now. He seems like he's in one of those moods. It's a Friday night show, people. I want to interact with you guys. I know that I'm probably sounding desperate or lonely. I'm just like, oh yeah, call in and talk to me. I have not left the city of Edgewater since I started my new job. And I gotta tell you, now looking back on it, kind of pathetic. I'm not like ready to go out the pasture at all, but you would think at 42, I might get out and do a little bit of something. Now, I mean, all things considering, today is the 1 year anniversary of my dad. My dad died 1 year ago today. And I wanted to be here for my mom. But I'm telling you what, when I get that first paycheck from my new job, I'm getting out and doing something. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to go just get out. I don't even care. You know what I want to do is I want to get out and see some more natural springs here in the state of Florida. I know that that sounds lame, but I want to get out and I want to visit some of those, because for so long, I've kind of taken for granted, the city that I grew up in is named after a really good natural spring here in the state of Florida, De Leon Springs. And if you're ever in Volusia County in De Leon Springs, do yourself a favor, go and visit it. De Leon Springs is not the city that I once grew up in. Matter of fact, it's probably way more crime-ridden and everything. But go to De Leon Springs. It is one of the prettiest springs. You don't got to worry about gators and stuff like you do at Blue Springs, because they've built a pretty nice area around the spring itself. So you're not going to get alligators and stuff in there. You can go eat pancakes at the old Spanish sugar mill. They got little griddles. They got flat tops that you can cook with. You order it. They bring out the bacon. They bring out eggs. They bring out pancake batter. You can cook everything right there at the table. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to cook my food. Trust me. You will absolutely love it. But there's a lot of those springs. I want to go. If I had my one go-to spring that I want to go to, is Devil's Den. That place looks absolutely beautiful. I want to go to Seven Sisters Springs. Because the last one that I went to was last month. I went to Alexander Springs. I had a great time there. I would like to hear from you guys. Give me a call. The Google Voice is open. Yeah, I want to go to Jenny Springs. I've been there before, but I do want to go there. Do you realize that the most concentrated area of springs in the whole entire world is in Florida? Natural springs, bubbling crystal clear water out of the ground. It is the same temperature all year round. But like with everything else, as the human species, we're absolutely fucking it up. We're messing it up. Gemini Springs, that is in Volusia County. People used to be able to swim in Gemini Springs. Can't do it anymore because guess what? Everybody's septic tanks, all the fertilizers that people are using, the bacteria is at an all-time high there. So we don't need to mess that up. Juniper, want to go there? I've been to Salt Springs. There are so many of them. And what's amazing is if you look at the map of Florida, there's not a lot of springs south of the I-4 corridor. Their I-4 corridor and more north and then into the panhandle. Once you start getting close into the panhandle or right before it becomes the panhandle, that's where all the springs are at. But once again, I would like to hear from you. 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me a text message on that as well, too. You know, I've always heard nothing but great things about goat's milk. You know, my neighbor, we didn't have a lot of neighbors growing up in DeLeon Springs. I think our closest neighbor was like a couple of miles away. That guy, our neighbor, he had goats. And he had one of these like rams that was like a goat slash ram hybrid. And I used to go down there just to like pay homage to the humongous ball sack that this goat had. Not in a sexual way. I was just like, man, those are some huge balls. Plus, I always found it fascinating that goats would eat anything. But I guess in this one city, because goats are considered an agriculture animal, and you can't like raise them in residential areas, but this one city, now they've made it legal to be able to raise your own goats because they say goat's milk is the closest thing you can get to baby formula.
It's being offered up as a possible solution to the baby formula shortage. The Cedar City Council is looking at legalizing goats. Fox 13 News political reporter Ben.
It's like they're talking about goats like it's being, you get caught with a bag of weed. Man, cop, don't bust me up, man. Don't bust me up for my goat, dude. It's all natural.
Winslow has that story.
A city council member proposed an ordinance that allows goats to exist within city limits, but he faced...
And you want me to be honest? If you want to keep your lawn, you want to... Because they're not going to eat everything out of the ground. You want a good-looking lawn? Get you some goats. Get some goats because I'll tell you this, goats are going to fertilize the lawn. They're going to keep the lawn down. People are absolutely shocked at how much foliage just one goat. I think a goat could take 1 acre and manicure that thing, keep it down year round. Now, he might eat the bark off the trees. He might do a little bit of damage, but guess what? That goat is going to be working his ass off. He's going to be pooping on the lawn, and you're going to get fertilized. You're never, ever going to have to mow your lawn, your property, ever again. Just get some goats.
Some pushback.
You can't have goats. We pretty much are dogs and cats and a little bit of chickens, a little bit of rabbits.
The Cedars.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Why chickens? Chickens are one of the most nastiest goddamn animals that you're ever, ever going to find. A chicken will eat anything. They crap. They don't just crap on the lawn. They crap everywhere. Chickens are going to eat up your lawn. They're going to be scratching around, pecking. You're going to have chicken crap all over the place. Oh, and by the way, usually a lot of people will have a rooster if they got a bunch of chickens. Guess what? I don't want a rooster anywhere near my house because guess they get all confused around daylight savings time or when the time changes. It'll be dark and that rooster is still going to crow. Matter of fact, roosters are crowing all day long now. I don't know what that's about. Rooster is a good watchdog, but man, they can be annoying as hell. And guess what? They'll spur the hell out of you as well, too. When you least expect it, they'll creep up on you like you're a felon in a prison shower room.
City Council considered legalizing goats within city limits. Councilmember Tyler Melling is proposing to allow them with some restrictions. He says it could also be an option for some families struggling to find baby formula.
Goat milk is not the same as breast milk or as formula. Nutritionally, it is different. It is better than cow's milk. And at the end of the day, this is something that can be an option for families in a time of crisis.
I'll bet your ass, man. Matter of fact, if anybody in the chat room has drank goat's milk, I really want to talk to you because I've been doing a lot of research. There's a lot of health benefits. There's a lot of health benefits to it. And I can you buy goat's milk anywhere? Or like, can you buy goat's milk in a store is what I'm trying to say. Because I've never seen it on any store shelves, goat's milk. And they're saying it's better than cow's milk. Because you know cow's milk is filled with all types of fats and all types of stuff. Goats? You know that milk is a lot more lean, in my opinion. The Jolly Gator says, organic place or farmer's markets. I don't know how much I would trust buying milk at a farmer's market. Tommy Largo says some local farmers out near Christmas used to sell goat milk. I mean, every once in a while I drive through Christmas. You know what? Iggy T, you're right. Goats are super clean animals, not like chickens. You could keep a chicken in a residential area and they're going to like bust you up over goats. I want to try some goat milk now.
I have concerns about this.
The proposed ordinance had mixed reaction from other members of the council.
Yes, there is a current emergency across the...
Big Dairy, Big Milk is trying to step in. They're like, no, we're not having it. We paid you some money, even though this is on a local level. They're like, no, Big Milk, Big Dairy is not going to let this happen. They're not going to let goats move into their territory. They're just not going to do it. Because if you start letting goat milk hit circulation in some of these small towns, it's going to grow. It's going to build. Twisted Movies brings up a great point. And let's face it, baby goats are hella fun to play with. Yes, they are. Isn't it funny when, like, little baby goats think they're big goats and they try to headbutt you and stuff? Yeah. Just not going to happen. Tommy Largo says the big calcium monopoly is out of control. Jolly Gator writes, it's good. They have to have the right to license for it to sell, or Florida will shut them down if they find out. You know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to go to a farmer's market to see if I can find some goat's milk.
Country with baby formula, but that will be mitigated. That will be fixed, and it is not a forever problem.
Only responsible people will do this.
And the public.
I don't have nothing against goats, but before we start grain goes into the city outside of farms? Are we vetting these farms?
I think we really have to.
Oh, these are a bunch of goddamn Karens. I'm sorry. I know that you have to be limited to what you can raise in a residential area. I get it. But I also have a problem with property that I own. It's bought, it's paid for, I own it. I paid the mortgage, I paid my taxes to the government. Oh, Tom Delaney, he super chatted $2. He says, F Big Dairy. Thank you, Tom Delaney. Let's get some money built up here. Super chat. Cheer some bits. Let's rail against Big Dairy, Big Calcium, Big Milk. If you don't want to do that, you can help me out. PayPal.me/Tuttle on the radio. But I have a problem. If the government, neighbors, I hate HOAs. You know, so many people get screwed over by HOAs. They can put liens on your house. And it is double standards. Some people might get in trouble for one thing or the other, but I'll be damned. If I'm all up on my taxes, I don't owe anything on the mortgage, I got a fence around my property, I should be able to put goats on there. Hell, you know what? If I want to grow, raise emus or ostriches, I should be able to do whatever I want on my property. You know, sometimes local politics can be worse than on the national or state level.
Think about what we're approving.
I'm all for allowing more freedom within the city of Cedar City.
We should introduce this back, and it should just be normal, and we shouldn't be so worried about it.
The council ultimately...
Look at that. What would anybody have against these goats? All right, let's go to this. How many times have people complained because somebody's not taking care of their lawn? The Jolly Gator says, goddamn devil. I mean, I could see that. But I mean, seriously. You never, ever would have to mow your lawn. You would never, ever. Because this goat, I don't know what it is. They're going to sit out there and they're going to chew the grass down. They're not going to rip it out of the ground. But guess what these goats are going to do? They're going to keep the lawn manicured. They're going to fertilize it. I think that goats are a benefit. Maybe they may baa or meow all they want to, but come on. If you could have chickens with a rooster loud and annoying as hell, I don't see the problem with goats. I mean, somebody said, you know, the Jolly Gator said, goddamn devil. Is this all a religious thing because they think that It is a instrument of Satan or instrument of the devil? Can't have that.
Voted it down, but Melling says he's looking at addressing concerns and hopes to bring it back in the future.
I couldn't stop it enough. But look at that. I mean, he's just a little baby goat. Yeah, the lawn is kind of down, but those goats are working at it. Those goats are getting after it from eating as much grass as they can. Tommy Largo says, my uncle had emus when he lived in Narcoosie. Man, Narcoosie, yeah, big green eggs, BGE mother effers. I, when they say ostrich eggs are really big, I bet emu eggs are pretty big as well, too. Hell, one egg would probably make you a whole omelet.
Bring it back in the future.
Not only in this crisis can the people who are already breaking the law.
I have a shortage. Oh, man.
Cedar back in the future.
Not only in this.
The Jolly Gator. I have seen this. Can't wash your car either because they will attack the reflection. I've seen that. I've seen roosters. I've seen chickens do that as well, too. Last thing you want is a goat especially when it gets to the age of having horns, headbutting your driver's side door.
This crisis, can the people who are already breaking the law now step forward and help out? But in the future, hopefully we can be more resilient and have more options for families.
The Utah Department of Health says right now it does.
Look at this guy, man.
It's not.
Look at that slick back hair, big fluffy beard. Yeah, this guy. I bet he's drinking goat's milk.
Recommend goat's milk as a formula substitute. University of Utah Healthcare says it depends on a number of factors, including the age of your child. So check with the physician first.
Yeah. You know, look, I know a lot of people, a lot of women. I don't want to get any blowback on this. Because I know some women just can't breastfeed, or they can't get the baby to latch onto their nipple. You know, back in the Wild Wild West, Wild Wild West, the wagon trains, when they were, going through the Oregon Trail, and they're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Ran out of baby formula. My baby's going to start. No, you know, they didn't. They just latched the baby onto the nipple. Now, I will say this. I find it kind of disturbing. I've seen some of these reality TV shows. You have to. When your kid can talk, you got to take him off with the breastfeeding. I saw this kid. He had to be like 5, maybe 6. And he could ask his mom, I'm hungry, mom. I need to eat. And the mom would pick that kid up, put that big ass baby in her lap. And let a kid, if a kid can ask for the booby, That is just too old. I'm sorry. That kid is going to have some major, major problems. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. At what age are you supposed to stop breastfeeding? I know Iggy T. I think Iggy T is still watching. What is the best age, or what is the appropriate age to stop breastfeeding your kid? Because, I don't know. If your kid's able to ask for the boob, I just don't think it's cool. Hold on. This story is absolutely sickening. This guy needs to be, he just needs one in the back of the head, in my opinion. I don't even know if I can say that. And what am I saying? Well, what am I saying he needs in the back of the head? I'm just saying he needs it in the back of the head. Cowhead Stole Your Radio Career said, I knew a lady with big old cans on her, and she breastfed her 2 kids until they were 10 years old. I couldn't breastfeed, so I'm not sure, but I would stop at a year tops. Yeah. Nah. This first responder. Here, before I get into the story, I want to hear what everybody thinks. This Todd Burnham guy, he was an EMT. Look at the photo. I'll try to stall a little bit, but I would like to hear your guesses. What do you think this guy got in trouble for? Mr. Todd Burnham, EMT/nurse. What do you think Mr. Todd Burnham got into trouble with? And I can't wait too long. I don't know how much of a delay there is. But Mr. Todd Burnham is a sicko. You know what? He was soliciting kids. I'll just throw it out there. I think you guys would have eventually got it.
Year-old Todd Burnham of Kensington will be arraigned on 27 felony charges this Thursday.
Yeah. Seriously, people, what the hell is wrong with people? This guy is a first responder. This guy is supposed to be the person that is supposed to be saving people, somebody that you can trust. What is that whole Hippocratic oath? To do no harm. I think being a sexual predator to minors completely breaks that. This guy deserves, and guess what? When he goes to prison, it will definitely take care of itself. I'll leave it at that. You know, a lot of people think that everybody in prison is the scum of the earth. Yeah, they probably did some bad things, but guess what? They also have an oath. They have a, I don't know, kind of like a line that they will not cross. And doing anything to kids is not looked upon very well in prison. It's just not.
It's alleged that between 2012 and 2019, Burnham drugged and sexually assaulted three different victims under the age of 13.
And guess what? Not only do you steal these kids' innocence, not only do you mess them up for the near future, you've stole their whole entire lives. And I don't think that the death penalty works. It doesn't, because if it did, people wouldn't still be doing the heinous crimes like this guy. I bet this guy who is an EMT / nurse on the same level as the scumbag Catholic Church priest that take advantage of kids. This is supposed to be somebody that you can trust. Uh-uh. This is the lowest of the low. And this guy was using drugs to take advantage of kids. Probably drugs that me and you probably paid for with our tax money. You don't put this guy in protective custody. I'm sorry. You just don't do it. This guy needs to be in Gen Pop, and he needs to fend for himself, because I promise you, word will get around and people will find out what this just sexual predator did to kids. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with people?
The Kensington police chief says they found more than 800 child sexual abuse images in a search of Burnham's residence. Burnham was arrested.
Wow. Just wow. Man, are we just doomed as society? Sometimes I think we are.
In January, after a 2-hour standoff at his home.
Okay, well, you know what? Once again, I know the cops got to go in the right situation, but wouldn't it have been best that if he would have been holding a remote control in his hand, or in his hand that looked kind of like a firearm? And I'll let you fill in the rest of what would have happened when they went in to get him. But you also know what? I'll take that back. Death is too good for this guy. Death is too quick for this guy. I think him, before he does, needs to get sexually assaulted just like he did to these kids. He used his position to take advantage, just like the Catholic Church does. Boy Scout troop leaders. So, yeah, you know what? I take that back. I'm glad the cops didn't shoot him.
The chief says Burnham is a former EMT for Kensington and East Kingston Fire Departments, his most recent employers, issuing statements. He's no longer employed by Portsmouth Hospital, which includes the Seabrook Emergency Room, but they cannot comment on the reason for his termination because it's a personnel matter.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Portsmouth Regional Hospital? You not coming out and saying that this pedophile EMT and what happened and why he got fired makes me think that you knew what was going on. You knew what he was doing. You didn't want to fire him because you were afraid that it was going to come out. Now, I'm sorry, Portsmouth Regional Hospital, the statement that they should have read, and besides, Todd Burnham is not employed by Portsmouth Regional Hospital, which includes the Seabrook Emergency Room. We cannot comment on the reason for this termination as it is a personal matter. No, what you should have done is come out and was like, look, this guy is an absolute sicko. He should be punished to the full extent of the law. He should get sent to prison, not protective custody. He should be in gin pop where he himself becomes the prey, like he treated all the minors that he raped. Because he was a predator. I mean, Gary, though, I'm sorry, but if they got that type of proof, you got to get in front of this. I know that you're not supposed to come out and say anything, but guess what? No, no. If I got on, because when you say something like, this statement that Portsmouth Regional Hospital put out, it makes it seem like you knew what was going on and you're covering your own ass. No, I'm sorry. If I was the director of this hospital and I knew for a fact that this guy was a pedophile, guess what? No, I'm saying, guess what? He needs to go to jail. He just needs to go to jail. Okay, what? So let's talk about that, Gary. I agree with you, but they could be protecting themselves from millions in lawsuits from him. You know what? I would take my chances. I would take my chances in a court of law because I'm telling you right now, I don't think there's enough people that you could put on a jury that would award a pedophile any amount of money. Matter of fact, I don't think he could legally take any money. I know that you side with me on this, but I just don't think I would take my chances. I would have so much more respect. Matter of fact, if I lived in this area and Portsmouth Regional Hospital came out and was like, yeah, I think he needs to be put in gin population in prison, where he is sexually assaulted on a daily, regular daily basis, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm going to the hospital. Because they don't protect pedophiles. I mean, Gary says, take your chances and go get them receipts. Yeah. I have no patience for it at all.
And from Action Ambulance Service, where Burnham also worked, saying they have been aware of the situation since he was arrested in January and have been cooperating with law enforcement.
Okay,
just a sec.
I mean, that is better than what the hospital said.
Bad situation for everybody involved, and I pray to God it's not true.
Derek Reckendorf was Burnham's EMT partner for 5 years.
I don't know, man. Look at how happy they are. That guy, well, you know what? I gotta protect myself. I don't want to, like, get too crazy. I'm just saying, look at how happy they are. And I'll leave it at that.
Until 2018, describing him as a...
Okay, come on. You're telling me that this guy People are shocked. People are shocked that this guy, I just, look at this. Look at that smile. Look at that big, long, like, receding forehead. Yeah, I mean, the Jolly Gator says, that's a goddamn conehead. I mean, seriously, what is going on with this guy? Gary, I mean, people are saying it. Gary, look at that guy. He looks like a failed conehead. Oh, my God.
Great medic and trusted family friend.
We've had many great times together, spent time, holidays, you know, swimming, camping, everything. Our, you know, it's just, it's shocking.
Hanging out in the kiddie pool.
The charges are horrendous and sickening. That's not the guy I know.
The Kensington chief believes there are more victims and urges anyone with information to come forward and talk to the department. Now, Burnham is held on preventative detention at the county jail. He's expected for arraignment on Thursday.
What is preventative holding? Does that mean, oh, yeah, we're keeping an eye on him? Because, I mean, the best thing that this guy could do is handle the business of the people on his own. And I'll, you know what? Not going to say anything else.
Stay reporting live in Kensington.
All right. See you, lady. Let me see what I can get into. Oh, man. I got some really, there's a lot of bad stories. I didn't want to get into some bad stories. Here, you know what? This is actually a pretty good story here. Gary, you know what? Let me revisit that. I'm going to listen to it again because I would like to do that. It is good. But I want to hear it again before I give my real review. This is a story. We all have those people we've flown with. They're just like annoying. The new thing is, oh yeah, I'm not going to wear my mask. I'm going to let cause a scene and I'm going to start a fight with some old person that is just trying to protect themselves. Even though I don't believe a mask does any good. If it makes that person feel better, then why am I so angry at them? But a baby being born on an airplane. I mean, that's a cute ass baby. Come on. I mean, it kind of looks like it has an Instagram filter on it, but that's a cute ass fucking baby. But I know it might be a lame joke, but the first thing I thought of was Sam Jackson from Snakes on a Plane. Better get these goddamn motherfucking babies off my motherfucking plane.
Born, but not yet born, on a Frontier flight from Denver to Orlando when she surprised her mom-to-be, Shakira Martin.
I was feeling fine and everything, and so I had went to sleep, and I woke up, and my contractions was, yeah.
All right, so cutting cords on a plane. Get these motherfucking babies off my motherfucking plane. But she was sleeping. How many kids has this woman had that babies are just falling out of her? My God. Man, oh man. And I'm not saying anything bad. I'm not saying like she's a...
Yeah.
So your contractions woke you up in the middle of that flight?
Yes. Yep.
And the first thought that runs through your mind is what?
Just cannot be. There's no way I could just have this baby on the plane.
Yeah, you can. Guess what? People are having babies. out of nowhere before airplanes were even like, okay, let me ask you this. What do you put on the birth certificate? What do you put on the birth certificate? Do you like, you got to go back and find out where the plane was actually at when the baby actually came out the birth canal? I wish I would have thought about that. Gary says, sounds like a joke. Your mom's so loose, she gave birth on a plane while asleep. I mean, you know what? If I'm being honest, this is why I like doing the live show, is that people can make their comments in the chat room as I'm going along, because there's a lot of stuff. I like picking news stories that I think people are going to have opinions on, or they can make jokes or whatever it may be, because I find that funny as hell. Your mom is so loose, she had a baby while she was sleeping on a plane.
But Mother Nature had her own plans. Shakira, now a mother of four, says it all happened quickly.
Those are all Instagram filters. You know what? I think I've been really harsh about some of these people on the news stories and stuff. Because look at her here. Look at her baby. Baby's cute either way. Who can say that a baby's not cute? Now, I'm sure there are some ugly babies. But look at Shakira or Shakiri in this pic. And then you look back at her just being on video. Catfish all day.
She was guided to the back of the plane and shortly after went into the bathroom where she gave birth.
All right. Why did it have to be the bathroom? How can a kid have any friends? How can a kid, like, be like, any comeback? Because once a kid finds out, or one of your friends finds out that you were born in a bathroom, you're going to get called poop baby. You're going to be poop baby or urine baby, or just like the weirdest things. And there's really no comeback for that, right? Like, your mama's so trashy, she had you in a bathroom. She thought she was going in to take a poop, but she pooped out a baby. You know for a fact, that is just something. Gary says, mile high baby.
I go into the bathroom.
All right, now look at her there. I'm not saying she looks bad. I mean, she probably did this on her own phone over Zoom. But you could tell, like, she was using some Instagram filters in those other pictures.
And, like, two big pushes and the baby comes out.
That's it? Wow. Whoa. I've always heard that it takes way more than two pushes. How is that even possible that you can push a baby out in two pushes?
You went into the bathroom pregnant and you came out of the bathroom with the baby.
Yeah.
And it's a cute baby. I feel bad now.
Yep.
I feel bad for calling it a poop baby.
While none of the crew had formal childbirth training, a team of people well-versed in emergency response all pitched in throughout the plane. The pilot turned over flying duties to the first officer.
Oh, you know what, Gary? You said mile high baby. Look at where they flew from. Denver, mile high. Wow. You know, this baby, if I was, you know how they have the Gerber baby that helps sell baby food and stuff? I'm not saying that they're trying to market to infants or whatever. Mile high, Denver, mile high, being born in an airplane. Why not have a weed baby? Get the Gerber baby. Weed baby. Weed baby would be a hit. You could run a little disclaimer. We're not marketing to infants. I mean, you would have to be an idiot to think that they would be doing something like that. But the weed baby, or no, the ganja baby. Gerber baby, ganja baby. The mother left Denver, Mile High. Baby was born, Mile High. I just think it makes sense. And you know people would be absolutely upset.
Sure, and coordinated an emergency landing in Pensacola.
Oh, Pensacola. It's where my uncle lives at. Lives in Pensacola. Pensacola is a pretty cool place because you could be in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana pretty quickly.
Several flight attendants gathered medical...
Did that baby have to be born on a Frontier Airlines? You got Spirit Airlines, Frontier Airlines. Could you have been born on a more, let's say, white trash slash ghetto type airplane? God.
Equipment while shielding Shakira in the back of the plane. One of them, Diana Giraldo, a calming presence, helped with the delivery.
I'm an older sister, so to me, it's like, I saw this.
She looks like an extra off of the TV show Orange is the New Black.
This young woman, she was frightened, she was uncomfortable. There was no space inside of me for any doubt. I just had to make sure that I was there for her.
For Giraldo, the scariest part came after delivery, when the baby had trouble breathing, so Giraldo wrapped her in a blanket.
See, now I'm making jokes. The baby couldn't breathe. Gary says, ganja baby, pureed carrots and Hawaiian haze.
And held the newborn at an incline in an effort to clear away any fluid.
After a while, she started reacting, getting color back, and she started kind of like gargling a little bit and moving, which was a happy moment for all of us. It's a beautiful thing.
Can I ask where the father was at? Where's the baby daddy?
To bring life into the world.
The flight's captain called Giraldo's actions exemplary. Shakira Martin, thankful for her baby's perfect landing.
I do want to give like a big shout out to the whole crew because they made me feel so much more comfortable.
And Jada Lynn's middle name, Sky, named that way, of course, because of...
Baby's middle name is Sky. Nobody's going to make fun of that in school. Nobody. I'm going to be like, why are you named Sky? Oh, my mom pushed me out in two pushes in a Frontier Airlines bathroom. Oh, my God, this kid is set up.
The circumstances of her birth. And guys, if you can believe this, it might not have been Shakira's wildest childbirth experience. Her third kid, she was driving to the hospital, speeding at the time, according to the sheriff's deputy, clocking her at about 90 miles an hour. So she gets pulled over and the sheriff's deputy has to deliver the baby on the side of the road.
All right, come on. I'm not trying to be shock jock. I hope when she got down on the ground, the doctors took her immediately to put some stitches in that thing, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, I mean, Iggy, this is on NBC National News. They know the baby's name. They know the baby's middle name. They know the baby's last name. And kids, everything is on the internet. I got this off of YouTube. Guess what? This story is going to be on YouTube for the rest of eternity until YouTube or the internet goes away. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be out there. Guess what, Iggy? There's a lot of stuff. It comes out. Wait, your name's Sky? Middle name Sky? Your first name? Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are going to Google it. And guess what? When you Google stuff, YouTube searches come up. But I really do hope that they put a couple extra stitches in this mama's hoo-ha. Because it just seems like babies are falling out of her in the most awkward positions. And like I said, I mean, this is the second baby that she is had in a precarious situation. Yeah, I just might want to tighten things up, if you know what I mean. This is a story that you would have thought that happened in Florida. And I've heard this. I never thought that this was actually a problem. 1,200 catalytic converters. And if somebody's in the chat room, I know that catalytic converters have something to do with the exhaust, but if somebody can give me a better clarification on what they do, I know that they're pretty valuable. But they found this in a storage unit. 1,200 catalytic converters that people are just stripping off of people's cars while they're in the grocery store, while they're in the mall.
On a spike in catalytic converter thefts for months.
Look at all those stacked to the ceiling with catalytic converters. And from what they're not cheap. And on the black market, use catalytic converters. People are wanting to save a few bucks. Oh, yeah. All right. So, Gary, I heard this. The metals, the platinum, palladium, and rhodium. So that is the big thing. So it's almost like a higher version of copper that white trash in Florida tries to steal. Catalytic converters are valuable for platinum inside, I think. Yeah, that is true. Tommy Largo says, a catalytic converter is an exhaust emission control device that converts toxic gases and pollution into exhaust gas from an internal combustion engine into less toxic pollutants by catalyzing a redox reaction. Wow, thank you. Iggy says, I read you should spray paint them. They become worthless then. People won't steal them. I just found this to be interesting.
Happened to you, it's likely happened to somebody you know.
Yeah, tonight Phoenix police recovered more than 1,200 of them, all from one storage unit. They say it is likely the largest recovery they have ever made. Amy Cutler is live off Highland and 20th Street. And Amy, this was part of a months-long investigation.
That's right, Jamie. Police telling us that...
Why the long face?
This started back in January. Police say the vast majority of these catalytic converters that were recovered are stolen. And as one woman who had it happen to her right in this parking lot where we are, put it, these thieves are fast.
I was probably in there around 15 minutes.
Oh, man, you're stealing grandma's catalytic converter. Man, what the hell?
That's all it took for a thief to get under Edna Miller's car and steal her catalytic converter.
It just seems surreal to me. And I thought, well, at least the car is sitting here. It's all in one piece.
It happened earlier this month in the Whole Foods parking lot.
All right. So is a catalytic converter hard to take off? I mean, I'm sure that they're butchering the hell out of it. They're just doing a hit and run. They probably got a Sawzall. They're not trying to be clean with it. They're probably just ripping and running with it. It's not like they're like unscrewing the connections and stuff. They're just getting after it. They're sawing it off like they're amputating the catalytic converter.
Off Highland and 20th Street just before noon. She says a repairman nearby alerted her to it. Miller called police and her family before starting up her car.
Sounded like a freight train going down.
I bet it sounded pretty badass, though. I mean, can the car, like, run without the catalytic converter? I mean, it would just be like somebody, like, cutting the muffler off, right? Iggy T says, people steal them like crazy here. They take them off of driveways in the middle of the night. I don't know. Hey, is the Calgary Flame playing tonight? I think they got to win tonight. Lightning are going to be off for almost a GD week before they play again. I'd like to see Calgary advance. I'd like to see a Calgary-Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup final. The first Stanley Cup that the Lightning won was against Calgary.
a mountain valley or something.
Phoenix police have seen a huge spike in catalytic converter thefts, more than 4,700 of them last year, and that trend continues.
Okay, so anybody got any idea what a catalytic converter goes for on the black market? Oh, damn it. No, they're out now. Nah, that sucks. Boo. That sucks. Sorry, Iggy.
They're typically very complex cases, and they require a lot of work from our detectives.
That makes today's find that much more satisfying. Following a months-long investigation, officers recovered more than 1,200 of these
Look at all those... Man, oh man.
...parts from a storage unit off East Washington Street.
Essentially, a call for service put this on our radar, but again, this was back in January.
Investigators will now work to try...
Gary says, I really wish the Canadian team would get to the finals for once. Well, you know what? I think it was the Lightning versus the Montreal Canadiens last year. I think the year before that, they won it against the Dallas Stars. I could be wrong. I do not know.
And track down the owners. It's unclear if Miller is one of them.
It makes me think every time we park our car in a parking lot, well, I hope it starts quiet.
Start booby trapping your catalytic converters. Put a bear trap down there. When they go to cut it off, they get their hand like completely like shattered. Teach you to steal my catalytic converter, see?
Quietly when I come back.
Why the long face?
And you can certainly understand why she feels that.
Ooh, Ron Barto says they go for in between $50 and $300. I mean, even at the low end, 1,200 catalytic converters. On the high end, Jesus Christ, I'm rich, bitch.
Way police say they have arrested one guy in connection with these catalysts.
Oh, you know, he's turning. He's turning on his partners all day.
Catalytic converters that were recovered. They have not said what charges he will face, but they tell us it is possible other arrests in this case will follow. Live in Phoenix, Amy Cutler, Arizona's Family.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
All right. Man, oh man. All right, guys, so, you know, been a rough week. I got to tell you, my mom did really, really good today. Like I said earlier, it's been exactly 1 year. I turned Facebook memories off because I knew that this month or 2 weeks were going to be bad. I still remember details, every single detail. Because they moved my dad into a hospice, and that was already really, really hard. And we knew that was going to be any time. There was nothing that they could do. And I woke up that morning. I made sure that they had my phone number. I didn't want my mom having to take that phone call. Yeah, it sucked. I thought I was always going to like not be able to handle it. I wasn't going to be able to be a man. And like I said on yesterday's show, I really do think being able to spend so much time with him and everything, that it made it much better. Made me understand my dad a lot more. Not a religious person. It's difficult. It really is. But what can you do? You gotta move on. I know that my dad would not want us spending a single second being sad. I know that he definitely wouldn't want that for my mom. But I do miss him. He's a great man. Always going to love him. And I'm going to get out of here, guys. I want to thank everybody for everything. Hope you have a good holiday weekend. I might do a show on Monday. Don't know. Love all you guys. I'll talk to you later.